We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. You know we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl.
This is Chemical World. And this is your chemical nondescript co-host, Maggie Seldin. Super excited to be here with y'all on a beautiful September afternoon. The time is now 4 p.m. And yes, I am Maggie Seldin, a.k.a. Mugsy Faye, your dedicated Chemical World co-host. Kenna is out and will be out for probably the next couple shows, but we're holding down the fort for her and sending lots and lots of love. And it is September. I feel like the kind of time where we like to be here in the studio live to celebrate our autumn membership drive coming up fast. So this is a very special episode. It's always special and exciting when I am here live in person at 4 p.m. on a second Monday doing our show. So super excited to be with y'all, but bear with me. As we all know, Kenna is the technical queen. So I'm going to just try to get us through the next 26, 27 minutes with lots of updates on things going on around the Roaring Fork Valley. But before I get too into what's going on at High Rockies Harm Reduction and some of our partners, I want to just make that endless call out, shout out, excited hurrah that we are starting our fall membership drive here at KDNK on September 18th. And we have tons of exciting things going on for those 2 weeks from the 18th to October 2nd, including yours truly. We'll be hosting bingo at Carbondale Beer Works again to kick off membership drive on Wednesday the 18th. I heard a secret. It's somebody special's birthday that day as well. So it'll be an extra special fall membership drive and Carbondale Beer Works bingo. So I will be there hosting on the 18th. I believe card sales start at 6:30. Bingo will start at 7. Friday the 20th, we're going to have another awesome staff DJ extravaganza over at Mountain Heart from 6 to 9, Friday, September 20th. And there's a bunch of amazing stuff going on, including a screening at the Crystal River Theater, all awesome fundraisers for your beloved community radio station. You can visit kdnk.org to learn more about our membership drive events. You can also check out all of our awesome local news, music, programming from the last 2 weeks in case you missed it. And up in the right hand corner on that website is a little donate now button. If you're interested in becoming a member, it's super easy. You can just do it online. And if you want to make a one-time donation without being a member, however you want to support community radio, we support you to do that. All right, before we get into the most exciting part of the show, I also wanted to remind everyone that High Rockies Harm Reduction will be providing our Roaring Fork Valley services this week. It's every second Thursday up Valley and every second Friday mid Valley. So Thursday the 12th, we will be at the Aspen Health and Human Services building from 12 to 2 p.m. We are going to be starting our 4 to 6 p.m. services over at Brush Creek this Thursday. So that's very exciting. We will be at the Brush Creek Intercept lot at 4 p.m. Thursday the 12th. I'm going to keep saying the dates over and over again because I feel like we need that in life, right? And then this Friday the 13th, we will be at Mid Valley Family Practice in Basalt from 12 to 2. And in the front of the 3rd Street Center in that dirt parking lot on Capitol Avenue from 4 to 6 p.m. Again, we are there every second Friday. And I'm hoping in October we will be extending, but I won't get ahead of myself. I'll just tell you that for more information and our regular service schedule, you can go to High Rockies Harm Reduction .com and click the service schedule tab. We provide free Narcan, free fentanyl test strips, free syringe disposal, and myriad services that can support people who are actively using drugs and those who love them. So with that said, I'm going to move on down the road to our very exciting in-studio guest. We have Carlin from The Meeting Place. I'm going to pull her mic up now because I wanted to rattle off some of those dates and events, but excited to have Carlin in today to talk to us about some exciting stuff going on the other side of town. Hi, Carlin. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me, Maggie.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. High Rockies Harm Reduction and The Meeting Place have been partnering low these past few years that High Rockies Harm Reduction has been around. And, you know, on Chemical World specifically, we're always encouraging folks to check out and take advantage of the plethora of resources that we have in the community. So super grateful to have you here. And I'd love to get started, if you don't mind. I know you started with The Meeting Place in January, correct?
So, yeah, at the beginning of the year, yeah.
Cool. So still relatively new in terms of how long has The Meeting Place itself been around?
Totally. So it's a really cool story, actually. The Meeting Place has been around since 2005. It was started by community members, and it was all community-led. It started really small in this basement, and one day everybody was like, we should probably put some bathrooms in here. So the community came together and built out the bathrooms. Then they were like, maybe a kitchen. They built out a kitchen. And so it's just such a cool story about grassroots and like how the community really does come together to, you know, just provide the services and the space that they knew that the community needed. And I just love that. And so that was community led for about 5 years. So in 2010, I don't know who it was, but somebody was like, we should probably become a nonprofit. coming onto the grant landscape and being able to, you know, get funding from different avenues rather than just being community supported. And so that was a really pivotal turning point for The Meeting Place, and super exciting. So 2010, we were incorporated as the Roaring Fork Recovery Support Center. DBA, The Meeting Place, we've always been called that, but it's really cool to see how we kind of, it was a pivotal moment for us because we were able to get more money and able to make upgrades to our space. And so since then, we've kind of just been growing. We are, you know, we're a nonprofit, we're board led. And this year, well, last year was a really big year for us. It was just one of those years that we were able to really gain traction in the grant landscape and the community. We've just been growing so much every year with the community that we're supporting. It's just like the meetings are growing. And then last year we were able to grow a program that we started called Yoga for People in Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Yes, love that. Always love a free yoga class.
It's amazing. Yeah. So we started that up and that's been so cool. And it's completely grant funded. And I mean, yeah, I love free yoga. I love yoga, but
no, who doesn't love free yoga? For
who doesn't
sure.
love it? So we were able to do that, which is super cool. And we started off with one of those Friday nights at 6 o'clock. And then it just became such a huge thing. Like people were like, yay, yoga. And so we got, we got another awesome yoga instructor from the community to come in and do a Tuesday morning class too. So that's something that's been really neat, and that happened last year. So Tuesday mornings at 8 o'clock, free yoga for people in recovery.
Very cool. So, and I saw that Tuesday edition, and that's really exciting. Unfortunately, 8 a.m. is getting like earlier and earlier every year, it seems. But that's so awesome to hear. Thank you for giving us a little backstory. My interview skills are a little rusty, so maybe I should have asked this question first. But for those who don't know, because we definitely try to promote what's going on in the Meeting Place here as much as possible, really just making sure folks are aware of all the options we have. But before I answer the question, how would you describe, like, for folks who have no idea what is the Meeting Place?
Absolutely. So the Meeting Place is literally that. It's a space. It's a place for people to gather and to get the support they need for myriad things. So it can be anything from substance abuse. We have substance abuse groups, 12-step groups. We have groups for sex addiction, overeaters. We also have meditation groups. So people that just want to kind of improve their mindfulness practice as well as their mental health. We have that, you know, so it's just meditation groups. We also have, like I said before, free yoga. And so it's really just a place for people to come that are struggling with addiction, but also are seeking more if they're seeking to develop their mindfulness practice more too.
Awesome. And I will say, for me, some of the names of some of the meetings just are really like gutter monks. I don't know. Some of the names really just draw you in. And I can tell, like, this is not just your everyday, you know, 12-step group. It's very much something that the community has designed and defined itself. And I love the way you describe kind of that trajectory of the company, because that's very much in line with High Rocky's harm reduction as well, and just having this very grassroots approach. And I kind of, especially for the kind of services we're talking about, that we don't even know who it was that's responsible, but we know that some amazing people came together and did some amazing work. And just out of curiosity, and this is kind of like a higher level question, so I'm sorry to jump this on you, but if somebody was like, I wanted to create a meeting, is that an option too with the meeting place for them to host their own meetings? For like, say, I want this recovery group, but these times aren't working for me. Can I? And if they found a time in your schedule, is that something that y'all do as well?
Absolutely. And so that's one really cool part about the meeting place, is that we allow people to come to us with no money, no resources, and they're just like, I want to help. I want to start a group, right? And so how you do that is you go to our website, and there's like this like form you fill out, and you're able to say, I want to start a group. Help me out. Here's the times I want. Here's the time slots that you have available. And we don't ask for anything, any money, any investment right away. Like, we just want you to get your group started. And then as the group develops and it grows and you are receiving donations for your group, we ask that you can, if you can, that you will pay a little bit of a donation to the meeting place just for using the space. But that's one thing that's so cool. Like, you don't have to come to us with like a deposit or rent right away. Like, we just allow it to develop as it should and as it will progress. And then we just ask that you're honest about that and you just give us what you can.
Yeah, that's very cool. And just a really cool option. I know that the meetings there are already kind of covering, like, there's a handful of meetings and they kind of cover a wide variety of demographics and groups, so you can check them out on the website and see what works for you. But worst case scenario, you're not able to find one that aligns for you, particularly if you have a group of people who are interested in doing something. The meeting place is a great place to make something happen. And I think it's, yeah, only fair to support that as much as we're able. I know it's a beautiful space y'all have down there. It's super comfortable. The kitchen is beautiful. The whole like living room vibe is just like a very comfortable space. But I'm curious, how would you describe where it is?
Great question. So a lot of times when we're doing yoga down there on Friday nights, the instructor says, like, you are in the ground. You should feel grounded. So with that said, we are underground. So we are in the Cowan Plaza. Like, right when you get on 133 coming into Carbondale, you take that left where that blue building is in the Cowan Plaza. And when you pull up, there's a lot of office buildings, but we are actually on the far left side. You'll see a picnic table right outside, and then you submerge down into the basement. So we are in the lower level of Integrated Property Management. I think that's what it's called.
And it's like the Mountain Temp Services is like right in front.
Mountain
right?
Tips is right in front, so you'll be able to see that. And then right after that, there's a little picnic table outside, and then the door is on the side, and you go down the stairs, and that's our space.
Look for the picnic table. Thank you. I know it's a little like that little shopping center is kind of funky, and there's lots of businesses. But yeah, if you just go around to that far left-hand corner, and it's the very nondescript friendly triangle on the door, you found the right place.
Yeah, totally. And it does say the meeting place on it. It's not that secret, but... Yeah, I appreciate you asking, because it's downstairs. It's in a basement.
I'm so happy to have you on to talk more about what's going on and what's kind of been developing since you've taken the reins over there, because again, it is an amazing organization, an amazing mission, and super cool groups and services that are run out of there. So we want to do everything we can to make sure people can find you over there. So what is there anything else specifically that you wanted to talk about today? Any upcoming events? events that you want to talk about, we'd love to hear about them.
Sure. So one other program that I just wanted to mention briefly that I think is so awesome, because childcare is such a huge barrier to people, you know, getting help for mental health and for addiction. So we recognized that, and we started a childcare program at the Meeting Place.
Amazing.
So if you have kids and you are struggling, you can come with your kids to select meetings and be able to get the help that you need and the support that you need, and not have to worry about your children being taken care of. And so we have that on Thursday nights. We have a women's meeting at 7 o'clock where women can bring their children, and we have a babysitter who is been vetted and completely, she actually works for the school district, so she's amazing with children, and we're so lucky to have her. So we have that on Thursday p.m. on for the women's group, and then we also have Sunday morning at 8 a.m. So that's just one thing I wanted to mention briefly, because it is such a barrier.
Absolutely. And even I think just knowing, because I don't know, sometimes people have absolutely no understanding or knowledge or relationship of recovery meetings and what that looks like. So just knowing, like, there are women's meetings, there are men's meetings, there are open meetings, closed meetings, and there's all sorts of options and all sorts of options happening at the Meeting Place. And yeah, I think specifically for those groups, having that child care, that definitely reduces a lot of barriers for folks.
Absolutely. So I'm always excited to talk about that. But yeah, I guess to kind of finish, like, I'm trying to get the word out there to the community and really engage the community in what we're doing, because I think it is such a huge service. I mean, we have over 30 meetings now, which is
wow,
amazing, weekly. And so we're really excited about that. We also just started a Spanish group. It's there's three different groups, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for our Spanish-speaking population. But really, I just wanted to invite the community to our open house so that everybody can come and view our space and kind of get familiarized with what we do and where we are, and, you know, different people in the community, whether you're a clinician or a practitioner or you're just someone who's really curious about what's happening. We invite everyone to come on, and that's October 17th at 4:30. So just pop in, it's free, and you can just view our space.
Very cool. And I think that's a great opportunity too, so that folks aren't, you know, wandering around looking for the space the night of their first meeting or whatever. A great way to come in, connect with the space, and kind of get to know it before attending a meeting. So I'm going to be out of town on the 17th, but I'm really looking forward to encouraging everyone I know to attend this. Also, just to come out and support an amazing community resource.
Yes. Thank you so much. Well, we'll miss you, but yeah, we appreciate you spreading the word.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just been, you know, so, so grateful that we're able to continue this connection, because I know we're both super busy nonprofit directing people. But I'm very excited to continue our collaborations with the Meeting Place and support the good work y'all are doing however we can. And definitely always happy to even to talk about the events going on, even when you're not here. And so I'll have to put a reminder plug in on our next October episode too about this and any other events going on. And again, I really appreciate you coming in today and using what limited time you have to be here live on a radio show and kind of get to know the KDNK vibe a little bit better as well. But is there anything else that you want to add from the Meeting Place?
No, we're just really excited to continue to receive support from the community and community members like you. And so collaboration is huge. So I appreciate you so much for having me on.
Yeah. And we just love the opportunity, you know, both on Chemical World and KDNK public affairs shows at large, to just have people, you know, the voices of our communities coming on. I think it does sound just stronger coming from you and having you personally in here talking about the work y'all are doing than me plugging away for everyone. And I think this is what it's all about, having these voices, these stories, this representation in this community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I absolutely agree. Thank you so much, Maggie.
Yeah, so you're welcome to hang out for the last 10 minutes or so of this, or I can cut you loose, whatever you prefer.
I can hang out.
Yeah, we only got, it's a short show. We got some time. And I want to just, while I still have it fresh in my mind, want to say a huge thank you to Luke for helping me figure out the technical side of this and feeling confident before we came in today, since it's kind of like a whole new world to me here at our big fancy production booth, which is still pretty I mean, old school. When I think about it, we have a lot of, you know, it's hard with every nonprofit, Hierarchies Harm Reduction, The Meeting Place, and Katie and Kay. There's always more things, and it's hard to really stay 100% in the 21st century and up with all the technological advances. So just also another shout out to all of our new and continuing monthly donors, our members, our supporters, folks who donate to Katie and Kay, folks who come out to our events. We really appreciate y'all. We could not have all this technology without you, but we're always still trying to get closer and closer to the most modern technology. So, but with that said, I will just, while we still have you here in the studio, Carlin, I want to just talk a little bit more about kind of, I guess, Hierarchies Harm Reduction and how we've been integrating with our partners and the community. We've existed since, and just as kind of a general reminder to our listeners, we've existed as a nonprofit, and don't get me started on the DBA doing business as. We definitely know how that goes, and, you know, being one entity and representing as another and all these like little weird red tape things. But so Hierarchies Harm Reduction uses a fiscal sponsor so that we can do all our amazing grassroots nonprofit work without having to be super worried about all that back end technical administrative jargon that I'm not as good at. But we started doing our work in 2020 with the mission of reducing overdose deaths and basically all negative consequences of substance use for people who use and their affected friends and family members and Colorado and seeking recovery, and really trying to cover that whole gambit. There are people who maybe aren't ready for recovery. There are people who are maybe struggling where they're at in recovery. And then there's like the kind of lost sea of affected friends and family members who are looking for ways to support themselves and support their loved ones. So we do all that, and we started by providing our direct services through partner locations, such as The Meeting Place. And we used to be in the physical locations. We were inside churches, inside Third Street Center, inside medical buildings. And then now we, listening kind of to the responses from our community members and seeing what came out of kind of a year to 2 year long needs assessment, we are now moving to mobile services. So really trying to meet people directly where they're at and trying to make it a little obvious where we are with our specific services. So where you've been transitioning to this like mobile business thing, so that hopefully you see us outside Third Street Center or you see us outside Mid Valley Family Practice. But it's been this like constant jigsaw puzzle of putting things together. And I hope that you can tell from this that we rely really deeply on our partnerships with other community nonprofits. And so that's what we really like to do here with Chemical World too, whenever we can, is give opportunities to uplift the other work that nonprofits are doing. I will make a little plug that if you are a nonprofit or just a passionate community member that's interested, we're always happy to have folks on, but we're also always looking for new public affairs shows. So if that's something you're interested in, or if you're interested in anything I'm talking about, you can always reach out to me at Maggie@HierarchiesHarmReduction.com. And again, you can visit HierarchiesHarmReduction.com for more info. And I'm glad I kept you here because I remembered one of the things I wanted to ask you earlier, Carlin. Can you tell us where we can find more info about The Meeting Place?
Yes. Oh, I'm so bad at plugging.
It's hard, I know.
Yes, of course. So if you go to www.meetingplacecarbondale.org, you can find all of our events, all of our meetings, and our donate button is on there. We have a fundraiser coming up that we're excited about that's on there that you can click on and buy tickets to. So www.meetingplacecarbondale.org is where you can find everything. We also have an Instagram too, and that's at Meeting Place Carbondale.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. So if you're interested, please consider, and I'm terrible at plugging too, and like actually knowing how to plug sometimes is hard, and I'm just going to spend this whole show plugging stuff. If you want to learn more, please visit The Meeting Place's website, and you can also follow them on Instagram, which I highly suggest if that's something you're doing, because that's kind of just, I know for Hierarchies, that's kind of one of the easiest ways to keep up to date. And if we do have big events going on or big fundraisers, so that's really great to know. If all else is lost, you can always just Google local recovery meetings near me. But
absolutely,
good to go and see the full meeting place schedule at the source.
Totally.
So also katieandkay.org, meetingplace.org, highrockiesharmreduction.com. Just wanted to acknowledge that difference. There's textbooks on, like, whole books dedicated to what the differences are there. But at the end of the day, I just want you to remember what you're looking for. And as we're kind of winding down this episode, we got a few minutes left. So I just don't want to forget to say that the next episode of Chemical World will air most likely live at 4 p.m. on October 14th, which I believe is Indigenous Persons Day. But I will certainly, I'm planning to be here live in the studio, and that will be right before the big Meeting Place event on October 17th. So we'll definitely be mentioning that on our next show. Moving a little backwards, don't forget that Potato Day is October 5th. So that's very exciting. And then just a final reminder, if for anyone who did not hear this earlier, High Rockies Harm Reduction will be providing direct services, including free Narcan test strips, syringe disposal, safe use equipment, peer support, and more this Thursday in Aspen at Health and Human Services from 12 to 2, and also this Thursday at the Brush Creek Intercept Lot in Snowmass from 4 to 6, and also Friday the 13th will be at Mid Valley Family Practice in Basalt from 12 to 2 p.m. and right in the front of 3rd Street Center Friday the 13th. I've said this like 5 times today, and it just occurred to me that it's a Friday the 13th.
Ooh,
see, you
got to
keep, I know, you got to keep repeating it to let it sink in. So September, Friday the 13th, we'll be in Carbondale 4 to 6. It's definitely spooky season is gearing up, which also means we're heading into the holidays. So please come out and get whatever supplies you need to keep folks safe and healthy and taken care of. And, you know, there's a variety of resources. So in the harm reduction field, we say you are in recovery when you say you are. And I think I'm seeing more and more meetings kind of jibing with that as well, right?
Absolutely.
There's so many kinds of meetings. We don't want people to feel like there's one pathway, right? Or just one size fits all. There's so many options, and it sounds like the meeting place kind of supports that too.
Absolutely. There's so many different things, and you can try them all until, you know, you find the one that fits for you.
Absolutely. And I think it's like with any medical service, like the hard part of it is sometimes you do have to keep trying and see what sticks. But every time you try is like a big win for just morale, even when it feels like it's 2 steps forward, 1 step back, we're still 1 step forward.
Absolutely.
Oh, and that gave me goosebumps. So I think that's a wonderful place to wind down for today. Carlin, thank you so much again for all the amazing work you're doing at the Meeting Place and for joining us here on Chemical World today.
Thank you so much, Maggie, for having me.
You are so welcome. And don't forget, you don't have to be sober to keep your community clean.